The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 10th of August, 2008. It's the birthday of the poet Joyce Sutphen, born in St. Cloud, Minnesota, 1949, author of many collections, Coming Back to the Body, Naming the Stars. Grew up on a farm near St. Joseph, Minnesota. Joyce Sutphen, who said, like many of the people I had read about, I set out on a long journey to find truth and beauty. As usual, the road led straight back to the beginning. Home, country roads, the sun setting through the woods. It's the birthday of Herbert Hoover, born in West Branch, Iowa, 1874, ran for president in 1928, with his reputation as a humanitarian, having saved millions of Europeans from starvation after World War I. During the campaign, Herbert Hoover said, "We are nearer today to the ideal of the abolition of poverty than ever before." And a year later came the stock market crash of 1929. It's the wedding day of Virginia Stephen and Leonard Wolfe. She was 30, he was 31. They married in London, 1912, and she became Virginia Wolfe. Together they founded the Hogarth Press in their home, published her novels and the works of Catherine Mansfield and T.S. Eliot and E.M. Forster. And it's the birthday of Jorge Amado, born near Ilhéus, Brazil, in 1912, one of Brazil's best-loved writers. Brazilian hotels and bars and restaurants, brands of whiskey named for characters from his books, Home is the Sailor, Dona Flor and Her Two Husbands, and many others. Here's a poem for today, a boxing poem by Paul Zimmer, entitled Suck It Up. Two pugs on the undercard step through the ropes in satin robes, pink Adidas, with tassels, winking at the women in the crowd. At instructions, they stare down hard and refuse to touch their gloves, trying to make everyone believe that this will be a serious dust-up. But when the bell rings, they start slapping like a couple of Barbie dolls. One throws a half-hearted hook, the other flicks out his jab. They bounce around for a while, then grab each other for a tango. The crowd gets tired of booing, and half of them go out for beer. But I've got no place to hide. A week after a cancer scare, a year from a detached retina, asthmatic, overweight, trickling, drooling, bent like a blighted elm in my pajamas and slippers, I've tuned up my hearing aids to sit in numbness without expectation before these televised Tuesday night fights. With a minute left in the fourth, scuffling, they butt their heads by accident in midst of all the catcalls and hubbub. Suddenly they realize how much they hate each other. They start hammering and growling, really dealing, whistling combinations, hitting on the brakes and thumbing. At last, one guy crosses a stiff jab with a roundhouse right and the other loses his starch. The guy wades into the wounded one, pounding him back and forth until he goes down, bouncing his head hard on the canvas. The count begins, but he's saved by the bell, and his trainers haul him to his stool as the lens zooms in. I come to the edge of my lazy boy, blinking and groaning from my incision, eager for wise, insightful instruction. He gets a bucket of water in his face, a sniff on the salts, while the cut man tries to close his wounds with glue. His nose is broken, eyes are crossed, his lips bleed like two rare steaks. His corner men take turns slapping his cheeks. Suck it up, they shout, suck it up. A poem by Paul Zimmer, Suck It Up, from his collection Crossing to Sunlight, Selected Poems, published by University of Georgia Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guys All-Star Shoe Band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.